Let's start on page one and look at what an anchor actually is. So anchoring within NLP is based upon the work of Ivan Pavlov, but prior to Pavlov, also a scientist by the name of Bill Twitmire. Now, what Bill Twitmire actually discovered was that when he tested people's reflexes in their knees, you know, and tapping their knee with a hammer, then you probably know already that if somebody taps your knee with a hammer, you get a reflex action and your leg kicks up. Now, one of the things that Bill Twitmire realized was that if he went to hit someone on the knee with the little hammer, but then he didn't, their leg still went up, even though he didn't touch them. And he wrote a report about this, which was published in the American Medical Association Journal. It was pretty much ignored. Then a Russian, Pavlov, who you probably have heard of, actually picked up this report and thought, there's something interesting there. And Pavlov actually then came out and postulated the whole idea of the stimulus response patterns within the human nervous system, experimenting initially with dogs, putting some steak in front of them. When the dog started to salivate, ring a bell. Put some more steak in front of them, ring a bell. Steak in front of them, ring a bell. And what he found then was that just ringing the bell would actually make the dog salivate, even though there was no steak there. Then it took a while for people to realize, in actual fact, us as human beings are also animals, and we also have stimulus response patterns which we build up within our own neurology. We call those stimulus response patterns anchors. So whenever you're in a heightened state, your nervous system literally goes scanning around all of your five senses to find something unique as a reason for being in this intense state. When it finds something, it links the two things neurologically together, so the external trigger will then fire off the same state in the person or the same feeling in the person when the trigger's present again. We as human beings are literally anchoring machines. We're anchoring all of the time. So there are many naturally occurring anchors which I'm sure you're aware of already. The hour song phenomena is an anchor. You hear a particular song and it reminds you immediately of a time in your past when you were feeling a particular way, maybe with a particular person. The memories of that person come back, the feelings that you had come back. Also, perfumes and aftershaves and smells are very, very strong anchors. Maybe you smell a particular aftershave or perfume and immediately you remember a person who used to wear that in your past. Another anchor is you're sitting in your car and you look in your rearview mirror and you see a blue flashing light. Immediately it fires off the state. You probably put your foot on the brake, you feel bad, even if you're parked to the side of the road not even moving. That's because you've created an anchor between blue flashing light and thinking that you've done something wrong and you've got to slow down. Those are all naturally occurring anchors. What we're going to be learning during the CD is how to actually deliberately create anchors that would be useful for us, and also how to collapse or get rid of anchors that we may have created unintentionally in the past that aren't useful for us.